Good morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I didn't realize I was on mute. Amen. So again, welcome you. Praise the Lord to Prophetic Prayer Call 2025, this month of February, this first Monday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And we do praise the Lord for those that have joined us on the line this morning, and those that will listen to the playback. Amen. We are in our Rebuilding the Altar theme, focusing these 3 months on the altar of sacrifice. Rebuilding the Altar of Sacrifice speaks to us about a specific place where we bring our offerings to God. The altar is a place of giving and receiving. The altar of sacrifice is also what we bring as an offering to God. We have to become a sacrifice before we can sacrifice anything for God. And yes, we'll hear a person say, because this is the word of God, that obedience is better than sacrifice. God still honors sacrifice. He says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And we know that our Heavenly Father gave the greatest gift. He gave his Son, Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice, that we would be reconciled to him, that we would come back and be restored to divine fellowship with him, that he would be our God and we would be his people. So we should not be satisfied with giving the Lord our God, our Heavenly Father, anything less than our all and our best. We know that God is not looking for perfection, but the King does deserve excellence. And so we know that God is looking for the sacrifice. He continues to speak this to me, that it's going to cost you something. Yeah, we know God never, he never asks us for anything that he has not already given us, or given us the capability, the ability to do, to give, to say, to be all that he is ordaining for us. Yet there will be days where we will have to give of ourselves above and beyond what we are accustomed to giving. Days are coming when you will have to give above and beyond what you want to give. God is looking for the sacrifice. Psalm 10 says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Please mute your line. Please mute your line as you come on. Amen. Please mute your line. Thank you. I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We know, first mentioned in the word of God, that Noah built an altar to the Lord. He took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. We know that Abraham built an altar and there called on the name of the Lord, Genesis 12:7. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Isaac built an altar, Genesis 26, and called on the name of the Lord. Jacob built an altar, Genesis 35. Then the Lord said to Jacob, arise, go to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Moses built an altar and called its name Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Also in Exodus, we see that the Lord established the law of the altar. He established the altar. He told them how it was to be built. He told them what type of sacrifices they were to bring and how they were to keep a record before the Lord. The altar of burnt offering was also established. It was made of acacia wood. The dimensions are there. The coverings are there. The utensils, the grate. The Lord gives specific detail of everything that he has purposed to be used to glorify and to worship him. Praise God. And so we know that the burnt offering of the Old Testament isn't as far removed from us today as we might think. A burnt offering was a way to atone for sin and express devotion to God. The animal, it could have been a bull, a sheep, or a goat, was first killed and placed on the altar in the outer court of the tabernacle of meeting until it was completely burned by fire. It's a sacrifice that cleanses us of sin, or them of sin, but its primary purpose was to dedicate a purified life to God. And we know that Jesus Christ's body has become our perfect sacrifice and his blood an atonement for sin. And so Romans 12:1 causes us to become that living sacrifice, to present our physical bodies, our whole being to God as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. The Amplified says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so as we continue to allow the Lord to align us and to present ourselves to him, we know that he wants us to be purified. He wants our minds and our spirits to be purified and to be presented before him as that living sacrifice. The altar is a place of worship. It's a place of worship. It's a place of encounter and transformation. It's a place of an act of obedience. An altar is a place of communion with God. The altar was a place of restored fellowship with God by bringing sin, guilt, and fellowship offerings. And you know, even as preparing for this morning and thinking about the altars and thinking about presenting ourselves, I remember going to this particular church, and during their prayer time, they had benches around, the podium. They had benches where you could kneel and pray. And I remember, this one time of being in a situation where we were having intense prayer, and it was like the Lord was preparing this altar in the spiritual realm, and every time we would step into this area, this presence, that you could feel more intently the presence of God. It was like there was an anointing that rests there. And we know God does that. You know, we talk about our secret place, our secret closet, where we pray, and we can discern and feel the presence of God because that's our meeting place with God, that he establishes that for us when we present ourselves before the altar. And that's what they called it, an altar. It was an altar. You couldn't really see it, but it was there. And it was a place where we could pour our heart out to God, where we were communing with God. It didn't matter who was sitting in the pew. It didn't matter who was sitting in the sanctuary, that we were able to commune one-on-one with God and to add our prayers, add our sacrifice, add our petitions to the Lord in this holy, sacred place. Hallelujah. And I believe God is establishing that even the more. Even the more. It's a place of worship. In God's plan, the altar is the central place for the expression of lasting love. This is why the altar is needed, because it is at the altar that we give and receive. For us, the altar is the place of receiving everything God has for us. The altar of sacrifice is also what we bring as an offering to God. We have to become that sacrifice before we can sacrifice anything for God. And the altar of sacrifice is also how we bring an offering to God. Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Isaiah 57:15 says, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. We know God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Isaiah 66:2, for all those things my hand has made, and all these things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. And so on this morning in 2 Samuel 24, amen, we see how the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to give a census or to number them. David became prideful and lifted up, and instead of keeping his full attention on the power and sovereignty of God to enable them to win the battle, he was moved to number the people. He was moved to number the people. And through this numbering, God brought judgment on the nation of Israel. But even after David had numbered the people, the word of God says that his heart condemned him. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. And then David, when he arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to one of his prophets named Gad. He was David's seer. And this is the word, go and tell David, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or shall you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days plague in your land? Now consider and see what answer I should take back to him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from the morning till the appointed time, from Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 men of the people died. And when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, it is enough, now restrain your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, surely I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. So David, according to the word of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. Now Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. So Araunah went out and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. Then Araunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people." Now Araunah said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing implements, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Araunah has given to the king. And Araunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. Then the king said to Araunah, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel. Praise God. And just to give that backdrop there and the focus here, that David, who was the king who had sinned against God and was offered something to be able to make atonement before God, but he realized that it would not be right to take something for nothing, to give to God, to atone for what he had done, but knew that it would cost him something, that he would have to pay a price, my God, to be able to be restored and received by God. Hallelujah. He understood. David was a worshiper, and he understood the significance of coming before God with an offering, not being willing to just skate by and to just give whatever to God. But he measured it. He weighed it. He understood the significance of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know a threshing floor was a place where the grain was separated. And here even, God is purifying David's heart of worship by causing the angel to withhold judgment, to withhold the punishment at a place of separation, at a place of pruning, if you will, at a place of making a distinction, a place of purification. Even as we are presenting ourselves to God, that this is a season and a time for purification, so that we do not allow any idols to be seen in our heart. When we come before the Lord in pure worship, the Lord is spirit. The Lord is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord is looking at the altar of our hearts. He's looking at our affection. He wants to have complete devotion, to remove any idol, anything that we honor, that we worship, that we serve more than we serve God. So, Father, I come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the fire of God that continues to hit the altar of our hearts. That you, Father, are looking at us as that living sacrifice, that we have presented ourselves and daily present ourselves to you, mighty God, that you would search our hearts, Father, that you would see if there is anything or anyone that has taken the place, who is seated on the throne of our hearts. And, Father, that we would remove it, that we would dismantle it. Father, there are things or people that unknowingly, unwittingly, we have put before you. Father, you said you dwell with those that have a humble and contrite heart, a contrite spirit, Lord. And so we ask, Father, that you will continue to search out our heart, Lord, that pride would not be in our heart, that lust would not be in our heart, that covetousness would not be in our heart, that envy and jealousy and hatred would not be in our heart, Lord, that no man, no woman, no child, no parent, no boss, no leader would be on the throne of our heart, God, but that you would receive pure worship, pure devotion to you, Lord God. Father, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of those times, Lord, where we put our confidence in numbers, we put our confidence in people, even though you want us as the body of Christ to trust one another, to honor one another, to celebrate, to be respectful and in divine order, and to submit to the leadership that you have placed over us, Lord, that you have called to lead and guide us, O God. Cause us not to worship anyone or anything, Lord God. Cause us to pray and to make sure, Father, that as we're presenting ourselves to you, Lord God, that we are holy, that we are acceptable, that we are pleasing, that we would know what your will is concerning us. Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for helping us to be led by your Spirit, Father, helping us to understand and to recognize the gifts that you have given unto your body to lead us into a deeper devotion of you, Lord God, that we would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we would know our kingdom authority, that we would know our kingdom responsibility, we would be able to represent you well in the earth, O God. Ooh, Jesus. So thank you, Father. Thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit that continues to burn within us, Lord God. Saturate us with your presence. Purify our minds. Help our minds to be stayed on you, that you'll keep us in that perfect peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Father, continue to purify our spirits, Lord God. Hallelujah. Complete devotion to you. We surrender all to you, Lord. We surrender all. We cast every care upon you because you care for us. No circumstance, no challenge will be able to distract us, to cause us to deflect from you, will cause us to be in a state of depression. But, oh God, as we turn our minds, our spirits, our gaze upon you, the author and finisher of our faith, we thank you, Lord, for causing us to enter into deeper levels of faith and trust in you. There's nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for you, O God, that we are not able to overcome. Thank you, Jesus, that you always lead us in triumph. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That you are high and lifted up, and the train of your robe fills the temple. Thank you, Lord God, that we can declare with the angels, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And you have called your people to be holy, to be peculiar, that we are chosen, thank you, Lord, that we are precious in your sight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, we magnify you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that even as we present ourselves to you, Father, that you continue to fill us afresh and anew. Fill us to overflowing with the power and presence of your Holy Spirit. Breathe on us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we enter into new levels of worship, O God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For the instructions, Lord. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the clarity, Father, that you will bring the clarity, Lord God, that you will cause us to be able to see what it is that you're doing, that we will be able to see what it is that you're saying, that we will be able to see, Lord God, angels that you have assigned to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, you are. You're separating, Lord God. You're causing our affections to be single, to be wholehearted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for removing the pull, Lord God, to look to other things to satisfy, to look to other things to fill in the void. Father, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are all in all. Yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Bless you, mighty God. Give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The line is open. Amen. Please, if you would just pray with us on this morning, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Good morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just continue in prayer this morning, Lord. And Lord, as we come this morning, God, we come presenting our bodies to you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Father. And Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for forgiveness, Lord. Please forgive us for those times when we have put other things before you, God, when we have not acknowledged you in all of our ways, Lord. We ask for forgiveness this morning, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we want clean hands and a pure heart, Lord. We come asking this morning, Father. We cry out as David cried, Father, to, oh God, help us this morning, Lord. Create a clean heart in us, oh God. And renew a right spirit within us, Father. Let the words of our mouth and meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. O God, we pray, O Father, that the words we speak, Lord, let them touch somebody's life for Christ. Let them touch somebody's life for you, God. We ask, O God, for a broken spirit and a contrite heart this morning, Lord. Continue to purify our hearts, Lord. Help us to worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord, that we have to give beyond and above what we normally give, Lord. That, O God, that we have to dedicate ourselves to you, Lord. A purified body to you, God. Help us to understand, Father, what that really means, God. Help us to be obedient to you, God. Oh, Father, help us to understand, Father, that you have everything we need, Father, that we need to look to you, Lord, the one who created us, Lord, the one who created the heavens and everything, Father, and everything that's in the world, Lord. Help us to understand, Father. that you have it all, Father. You have it all, God. Oh, God, help us to live a life that's set apart, a life that's holy and righteous and pure before you, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you and we magnify you. We exalt you and we lift you up, Father. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Father, for only you are deserving. Only you are deserving of all our worship and praise, Father. And we just bless you and we thank you, Lord. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Anyone else this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we do. We bless you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself even the more, Lord, as we continue to move forward in you, as we advance in you, Lord God. Thank you for the grace and the mercies which are new every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord God. Thank you for showing up in our lives in such a great and tangible way. Just thank you, Father. Thank you for the open doors, Lord God, that you have presented before us, doors of opportunity to honor you and to represent you in the earth, Lord. Thank you, Father, for those doors of opportunity that you have given, Father God, to increase our influence and our impact for you, Lord God. We want to do more for you. We want to make you known even the more in this earth, Lord God. So thank you, Father. Thank you for the opportunities to share your love, to share your goodness. Thank you for elevating our voice, Lord God, that we would not be timid or afraid to speak on your behalf, Lord.
Yes.
Father, give us the wisdom that we need, the revelation, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Help us to see those divine appointments and those divine timings that you have orchestrated. Cause us to be so discerning that we don't miss it, Lord God. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. You said to be ready in season, to speak a word, to give a word to them who are weary. Thank you, Lord, to tell them about the hope that is within us. So, Father, thank you. There are many people who are hopeless. There are many people who are fearful. They're afraid of their future. There are many people who are caught up in chaos and confusion. But, Father, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. And so, Father, give the clarity, give the instruction, give the direction, Lord God. Give the confidence, Father, that's needed. Give the strength that's needed. Give the wisdom, whatever's needed, Lord God, to be able to stand. And having done all to stand, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you that our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty in you, Lord God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Father, pull every stronghold down. Pull every idol down. Pull it down, Lord God. Use us, Father God, to speak to those things that are not as though they were. Help us to declare what thus saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for causing your word to dwell richly within us, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your provisions, Father. Thank you for providing everything that's needed according to your riches and glory to be and to do all that you have assigned our hands to do. We thank you, Lord God, for our spiritual leaders. Continue to bless them, encourage them, inspire them, keep them, Lord God. Thank you for releasing even greater wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you for causing the vision to be made plain, Lord God, that those that read it can run with it, Father, that have a heart to serve, that have a heart to capture your purpose and plan, and then to fulfill it. Thank you, Lord, for divine connections and destiny helpers. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ, how you're bringing about a new unity and peace. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for like-mindedness, for one accordness, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the building, the rebuilding of your people, O God. Thank you, Father God, for releasing the water of your Holy Spirit to go into those dry places, hallelujah, and cause them to flourish. We thank you for the new things that are springing up, O God. We thank you, Lord, that they're for your glory and for your honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, even as we go through this day, Lord, as we go through this week, and even as we go through this month, Father, that we will say yes to you, Lord. Whatever it is you're asking of us, that we would just say yes, God. That we will give you our all. We will surrender our all to you, trusting and believing that you are with us and that you said through Christ we can do all things. And with you all things are possible. Father, you know what we've placed on the altar. You know the people we have put on the altar, O God. Continue to move in their lives by your Spirit. We thank you for bringing reconciliation and restoration in relationships. We thank you for giving people ears to hear. Ears to hear. And hearts to receive. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You said signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those that believe. And we believe in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your people, Lord, even the more. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May your heart be at peace. May your minds have peace. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He'll never let you down. He'll never fail. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a blessed day. Praise God. Look forward to connecting with you soon. Amen.